singing to the radio, and we've got tickets along the very front row. Baby, there's a shooting star, that one's for me and you. So hold me tight and make that wish and pray that it comes true. And I ain't sure of much, but this I know. Well, I got a diamond in my pocket and my baby's got a heart of gold. I got a diamond in my pocket and my baby's got a heart of gold.
Hello and welcome, fans, to Marauders Baseball on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Ben Pokorny, your voice of the Marauders, with you here tonight for Game 5 of 6 in Lakeland, Florida. The Marauders taking an 11-8 victory in last night's affair, looking to win back-to-back games for the first time this season. Before we get into anything, a happy Jackie Robinson Day to everyone tuning in. Honoring the day that he broke the color barrier in Major League Baseball, the Marauders wearing their road grays, black Bradenton across the chest, and Jesus Castillo leads off the game for the Marauders. He leads all of single-A baseball in on-base percentage and walks drawn, followed by Emmanuel Torero in left, the single-A, or rather Florida State League leader in RBI. Wyatt Hendry bats third and catches. Tress Gonzalez cleans it up, plays in center. Javier Rivas bats five, plays it short. Davies Nadal bats six at third base. Ribeiro Romero bat seven and plays at second. Alexander Mojica at first in the eighth spot. And Braylon Bishop in right. An hour and 5 minute rain delay. And finally, some Marauders baseball here on a Saturday night in Lakeland, Florida. Ulises Campos, the starter for Lakeland. Here's his first offering. Fouled off to the net behind home plate by Castillo for strike one. Campos making his second start of the season. Has an 8.1 ERA. 0-1 record. Next pitch, Castillo. Line drive bouncing off the glove of the leaping third baseman Reyes and into left field for a leadoff single. Jesus Castillo has reached to leadoff for the Marauders now in, as I go all the way back, five consecutive games. Three singles and two walks to leadoff ball games on this road trip for Jesus Castillo. That brings Emmanuel Torero to the plate. First pitch driven deep to left center field. That one slicing towards the gap. It's going to one hop to the wall and go up and over the wall. A ground rule double for Torero. And the Marauders have men on second and third with nobody out. And Manuel Torero has to be one of my favorite stories so far this season. He went into last night's game 0 for 17 at the plate and finished with six RBI, a home run, a triple, two base hits. And after having no hits going into the game yesterday, he now leads the Florida State League with his eight RBI tally. Second and third stand the Marauder runners for Wyatt Hendry. Corners playing in for Lakeland. First pitch Wyatt sees is a breaking ball that misses outside the count 1-0. Sorry for the scrambled start, folks. The rain delay always throws things into a bit of chaos. 1-0 pitch, Hendry grounds one back up the middle into center field. The base hit, scoring easily as Castillo being sent home is Torero. He scores standing up. It's a two RBI single for Wyatt Hendry, and the Marauders take an early 2-0 lead just three batters into the game. And already a mound visit by familiar character Nick Green, the pitching coach for the Tigers. Five pitches, three hits, and two runs for Bradenton in the game. Wyatt Hendry takes his RBI total to six on the season now with that seeing eye single up the middle. Dream start for Bradenton. Tress Gonzalez into the batter's box after the mound meeting concludes. Tress batting 294 on the season. Has two RBI to his name. Steps in from the left side, missed the last two games due to a little bit of a calf injury. First pitch he sees is a breaking ball well low for ball one. Defensively, Rothenberg catches for Lakeland, Jenkins and Santana at first and second. Navigado plays it short. Check that. Santana plays it short. Next pitch, Hendry, or Gonzalez rather, takes an outer half fastball for strike one to even things up. Ball and a strike, the count to Gonzalez. Hendry leads off first, held on by Jenkins. Pickoff throw to the bag at first. Sliding back safely is Wyatt Hendry. Campos set, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Gonzalez chases an outer half fastball for strike two. Ball and two strikes to the Marauder cleanup man. Sunny skies during that rain delay, as I mentioned. Not a raindrop fell on the field here. Pushed us back an hour and 5 minutes. The 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Kicks away from the catcher, Rothenberg, up to second on the wild pitch. Goes Wyatt Hendry and another man in scoring position now for the Marauders. Ball naturally the call on that one. 2-2 the count. Crowd of what I'd peg at about 300 or 400 here tonight in Lakeland. Campo set with a fresh baseball. The 2-2. Driven to left center field. That one is going to get into the gap and roll all the way to the wall. Scoring standing up is Wyatt Hendry. Into second with an RBI stand-up double is Tress Gonzalez, and it's 3-0 Bradenton. Marauders dugout is loving it. The energy high. And Javier Rivas comes to the plate. Javi struggled in last night's game, was 0-for-6, struck out 5 times. Batting .185 on the season with 1 run batted in. First pitch to Rivas. Swing and a miss, strike one. Fastball thrown in the lower third of the strike zone. Gonzalez leads off second with good speed. The 0-1. Rivas takes breaking ball well below the zone for ball one to even things up. If you're just joining us a little late here, 3-0 Marauders the score. In the top of the first still, nobody out and a man on second. 1-1 the count to Rivas. Campos comes home. Rivas grounds one hard up the middle, a base hit into center field. Coming around to score is Gonzalez. Javier Rivas back in the hits column with his second RBI of the season, and it's 4-0 Bradenton. 5 batters, 5 hits, and 4 runs have come in to score. Still nobody out. This is unbelievable. If this is what it takes for the Marauders offense to play with a fire lit underneath them, I say we delay the start of every game by an hour. Davies Nadal in the batter's box now. First pitch ground ball towards the right side, fielded and thrown to second for one, on to first, not in time. Nadal reaches on the fielder's choice, and the first out of the top of the first inning recorded there. 4-6 on the fielder's choice. One away, and Ryber Romero coming to the plate. Romero, 0-for-6 on the season so far, struck out 3 times. Takes the first pitch fastball in the inner half for a called strike, and it's 0-1. No balls and a strike, the pitch. Running for second is Nadal. Pitch is low, throw will not be made. And it's a second stolen base of the year for Davies Nadal. He shoots himself into scoring position. Ball and a strike, the count to the Marauder hitter, Ryber Romero, the pitch. Line drive, base hit into left field. Davies Nadal is going to be held up on third by Gustavo Omana. The throw into the plate was a rocket. Now advancing for second and getting there is Romero. Now caught up in a pickle is Davies Nadal. He's trying to retreat to third, and he's tagged out for the second. Put away the inning. The Marauders get crossed up on the base paths, advancing to third after Nadal was caught in a pickle is Romero. But the Marauders handing out there to Lakeland after what was a well-struck single into left field by Romero. He has his first hit of the year, though. Brings up Alexander Mojica. Mojica, 250 on the season with an RBI. Last night's game was 2-for-5 at the plate. He takes a fastball that misses outside in the count 1-0. Check swing appeal. Field umpire Connor Crowell says no. Reminder that we are playing this game with the challenge system. Batters, pitchers, and catchers can challenge as much as they want, but you get 3 wrong calls. Tilia lose him, and Mojica drills one deep to left field. No doubt about it. Let it ride. Touch them all. Placata, Alexander Mojica, and it's 6-0 Marauders. That ball got out of here in a hurry. 2-run big fly for Mojica. Bradenton have hung 6 here in the top of the first, and they're not done yet. The 9-spot man, Braylon Bishop, up to the plate. Dugout is loving it right now for Bradenton. First pitch, Bishop leans out of the way of an inside fastball. Count 1-0. Campo set, really struggling here in the first. His 1-0 pitch. Bishop flips one foul down the left field side, out of play for strike one. Marauders have posted 7 hits in this top of the first inning. 6 men have come in to score. The 1-1 with 2-0 to Bishop. Takes change up low in the dirt in the count 2-1. Two balls and a strike to count. Bags empty. Campo's trying to work out of a nightmare first inning. The pitch, check swing from Bishop. Yes, says the home plate umpire, and it's strike 2. Next pitch, called strike 3. Bishop challenges it immediately. And the call's confirmed, strike 3, and out number 3. But the Marauders put up 6 runs on 7 hits, no errors. They leave nobody. The first 5 men singled to reach, and then Alexander Mojica with a 2-run blast to put the Marauders up by a boatload heading into the home half. Braxton Ashcraft to the mound, making his second start when we return on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us at Lecom Park on Friday, May 12th to celebrate Women in Sports Night as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30. Get your tickets today at BradensMarauders.com to help us celebrate the many outstanding women that make up a huge part of the world of sports.
Boot, scoot, and boogie to the ballpark on Saturday, August 19th as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bring your Ariats and Stetsons and join us for a night celebrating the greatest music in our amazing agriculture industry in Southwest Florida. Get your tickets for Country and Agriculture Night now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join the Bradenton Marauders on Friday, June 9th as we celebrate Faith and Family Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays at 6:30. Come be a part of an evening celebrating you and your loved ones at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Únete a nosotros para celebrar Copa de la Diversión at Lecom Park. The Bradenton Barbanegras are back this year as we celebrate Hispanic heritage. Join us to see the Barbanegras take the field on April 23rd, June 17th, and July 15th. Get your tickets today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hello and welcome back to Marauders Baseball. Ben Picorni with you as we go to the bottom half of the first inning. 6-0 Baby Buccos leading the Tigers. And now Braxton Ashcraft, a chance to do his thing on the mound. He's made one start this season, 3 innings pitched, 5 strikeouts. Allowed 1 hit, no walks, and no earned runs. First pitch fastball from the righty. Ashcraft is bounced in the dirt for ball 1. He's here on rehab assignment with the Marauders. Facing Seth Stephenson. First pitch he sees is driven deep to right field. Back on it is Bishop. He camps at the warning track and makes the catch for out number 1. Brings up the Two-spot hitter DHing tonight, Peyton Graham, number six, Tigers prospect. First pitch, fastball well thrown on the outer half from Ashcraft for strike one taken. Righty rocks and fires the 0-1 home. Fastball sails on him, misses a foot and a half above the K zone for ball one. Marauders defense shifted towards the left side of the diamond. Here's the 1-1. Fastball misses just below the zone. Two balls and a strike to count. Wind whipping out to dead center field here tonight. The 2-1 pitch. Fastball misses high again. 3-1 the count. Ashcraft missed all of the 2022 season with an injury in 2021. Tossed 38 and two-thirds in Greensboro. The 3-1 pitch popped foul and out of play back behind home plate for strike two. The count full. Marauders defensively with Mojica at first, Romero at second, Rivas at short. Nadal plays at third. Hendry catches. The full count pitch. Hard hit ground ball. Left side. Base hit. Just past Javier Rivas, it's shortened into left field for a one-out single for Peyton Graham. And Manuel Torero plays in left. Tress Gonzalez in center. Braylon Bishop in right for the Marauders. Three-spot hitter and the dangerous hitter at that. Mike Rothenberg up to the plate now. The catcher batting 400 on the season. Has six RBI and a home run. 438 on base percentage for the left-handed hitting catcher. First pitch to Rothenberg. Changeup misses up and away from Ashcraft for ball one. Right-hander set, working out of the stretch with the man on first. Graham has good speed. Held on by Mojica, the 1-0. Popped up, foul back behind the home plate area and out of play for strike one to even up the count. Fireworks night here tonight in Lakeland. Marauders offense already hosting their own show in the top half of this inning. The 1-1. Breaking ball misses low and in from Ashcraft. The ball in the count 2-1 now. Two balls and a strike, one away. Marauders righty comes home. Swing and a tip into the glove of the catcher, Hendry, for strike two. Count even to Rothenberg. Lets out a shout, upset that he missed that one upstairs. And time called by the batter, Rothenberg now. Ashcraft set, trying to set down the second man in the inning. Here's his 2-2 with one away to Rothenberg. Runner goes. Breaking ball, called strike three, throw down, not in time to get the runner. And there's two away. Rothenberg goes down looking for the second out of the inning. He argues the call, walking back to the dugout. He should have challenged it if he didn't like it. Brings up the cleanup man, Andrew Jenkins. Jenkins hitting .368, six runs batted in. 429 on base percentage. Batting from the right side, the first pitch. Fastball well thrown on the outer half from Ashcraft, taken for strike one. No balls and a strike to count. Ashcraft checks the runner Graham on second. Marauders up 6-0 here in the home first. Next pitch, breaking ball, bounced to third, but going foul by about a few feet down the line for strike two. Two away. Ashcraft is swinging a miss from sending us to the second inning. Righty checks the runner. Here's the 0-2. Misses low with the fastball in the count. A ball and two strikes now. Fresh baseball for Ashcraft. Righty Long flowing hair behind him brings the 1-2 home, misses low in the dirt, and the count even at 2. Two away, runner on second. Deuce is wild here. Marauders up 6-0 in the bottom of the first. The righty Braxton Ashcraft trying to end the frame. The pitch and time called. Ball's hit into right center field and caught on the run by Gonzalez. Time was called as Ashcraft was in his windup. I have no idea what happened there. Home plate umpire called time as Braxton was coming to the plate. That's real unfortunate. That was a fly ball to end the inning, but I've never seen an umpire grant time to a hitter that late. Ashcraft was well into his motion. So 2-2 still the count. Swing and a miss, strike 3. We'll take that. We like that even more. Down on the K to end the inning goes Jenkins, and Ashcraft punches out a pair to send it to the second inning. 6-0 Marauders the score, and we come back on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Top of the second inning, 6-0 Bradenton the score. And surprised to see, to be frank with you listening at home, that Campos is back out there for another inning of work for the Tigers. His first pitch to Jesus Castillo misses low for a ball, and the count's 1-0. Next pitch, Castillo takes inside, just missing the zone for ball one. Or ball two, check that. 2-0 the count, the pitch. Castillo takes well-thrown fastball over a meaty part of the dish for strike one. Jesus singled in the first inning, came around to score on Wyatt Hendry's 2-RBI knock. The 2-1. Hard hit ground ball towards second. Sakara to his right, fields it easily and makes the throw on to first in time for out number one. Brings up Emmanuel Torero. He doubled in the first inning. He's been hot as a freaking pistol yesterday and tonight. First pitch, Torero line drive into center field. That touches down for a base hit. And he's halfway to the cycle here in the second inning. Emmanuel Torero, 0-17 going into last night's game. Since then has tripled, homered, and logged 2 doubles and 3 base hits and 6 runs batted in. My goodness. Wyatt Hendry up now. Takes a first pitch fastball well below the knees for ball one. One away. Terrero the runner on first. The pitch. Breaking ball misses low and away in the count. 2-0 now. Hendry had two RBI single in the first inning. Six batted in total on the season. Two balls, no strikes, one away. Terrero leads off the bag at first. He takes off. Hard hit ground ball just foul down the third base side by about a foot. That would have easily scored Terrero, who took off with the delivery. But it goes down as a hard hit, strike number one of the at-bat. Two and one the count to Hendry. Terrero, who took off on that last pitch, does have two stolen bases on the season, tied for the team lead with a couple other Marauders for that crown. Set on the bump is Campos, the 2-1. Hendry takes pitch. Called a strike on the outer half of the plate, and the count even at 2-2. Hendry shook his head at the call. Wyatt successfully challenged a called strike last night to earn himself a walk. The 2-2, little blooper into center field, but making his way under it is Stephenson. That one hung up a little too long. He makes the play for out number two. Still well struck off the bat of Hendry. The Marauders making real solid contact off of Ulysses Campos, the starter tonight for Lakeland. Thus far, he surrendered 6 runs on 8 hits. He's not walked a man, which was a problem for Lakeland pitching last night. First pitch to the next man up. Tress Gonzalez is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. Tress had a RBI double last inning. That scored Hendry all the way from first. The 0-1 pitch will have to wait a pickoff throw to the bag, and a nifty move at that from Campos, but diving back safe with plenty of time is Emmanuel Terrero. He looks primed to take off and try to take the second base bag away. Campos set. Next pitch. Tress watches a breaking ball drop off the table and miss below the zone. A ball in the count, even at 1-1. One count, two outs. Terrero the runner on first. 6-0 Marauders here in the top of the second. The pitch, Terrero takes off line drive, base hit into right field for Gonzalez. He has his second knock of the game. Moves Terrero up to second. And a little two-out rally cooking now for the baby Buccos here in the top of the second. Gonzalez now a double and a single to his name. Him and Terrero both have the easy legs of the cycle out of the way. Javier Rivas up now. He had an RBI single last inning. Came into the game batting .185. Campos set. Here's the first pitch to Rivas. Takes. Breaking ball misses away in the count 1-0. That was a great first at-bat from Javier Rivas last inning. After striking out 5 times last night, just says, heck, I'm going to step in the box and swing away. Hope something happens. And for him, it didn't. It does here as well. Drives a fastball to right field. Gets past the glove of the right fielder, Johnson. That's going to go all the way to the wall. Scoring, standing up are Terrero and Gonzalez. Into third is Rivas. He's going to be sent to the plate. No! Stop sign put on late by Gustavo Omana. Rivas was halfway down the line and retreats to third safely. A 2-RBI single for Rivas. And it's 8-0 Bradenton. And scored a base hit. Unfair to Rivas. We've seen some incredible scores decisions given out triples left and right to Lakeland hitters, but Rivas unfortunately not afforded that luxury now. Davies Nadal to the plate. He takes a fastball in the dirt, well blocked by the catcher Rothenberg to stop Rivas from coming home to score. Ball Ball and no strikes to Davies Nadal. Two away. Rivas stands at third for Bradenton. Campos set the pitch. Hard hit ground ball. Foul down the first base side by about 10 feet for strike one. Nadal grounded into a fielder's choice, but did reach on it in the first inning. Then stole second and was caught up in a pickle to be tagged out for the second put away in that frame. Here's the 1-1. Nadal drives one deep to right field. That one's going back to the track, to the wall. Let it ride. Touch them all. Big fly number one of the season for Davies Nadal, and it's 10-0, Bradenton. .103 off the bat from Nadal. 417 feet the distance clocked at on the live data. And now a mound visit. Nick Green out there to talk to Ulysses Campos. 10-0 Marauders. This is unbelievable. And I don't mean to question coaching decisions and, you know, say something that I'm not qualified to, but there has to be some reason that Ulysses Campos is still in the game that we just don't know about that may come from higher up. He's given up 2 two-run home runs, 11 hits and 10 runs in an inning and two-thirds of work. Have to wonder what the reason is for keeping him in the ball game here. Ribeiro Romero up now. He takes a breaking ball low in the count, 1-0. 10-0 Marauders here in the top of the second. Romero takes a fastball above the letters for a ball. Count 2-0 now. If you're just joining us, 10-0 Bradenton, the score in the top of the second. Two home runs, 11 hits. First pitch called a strike in this at batters. Romero takes a fastball to count 2-1. Six in the first, four so far in this second inning. The 2-1. Romero base hit into center field. A little sinking line drive touches down. 12 hits. And we're only in the top of the second inning. And now, manager Andrew Graham of the Lakeland Flying Tigers says, I've seen enough. He calls time. And this will do it for Campos. My goodness. You feel for a guy that's still out there, obviously. Something not working in his arsenal. And he gets a round of applause as he walks to the dugout. Called to the bullpen for the Tigers. We'll step aside. When we come back, don't get your ears checked. 10-0 Bradenton the score on the Marauders Radio Network.
We just trying to catch a good time. Even if it takes all night, pass that bottle around the campfire, sipping apple pie moonshine. Yeah, we picking on them guitars just right. Everybody singing Dixieland delight, like a barber on a wet line. We just trying to catch a good time.
Welcome back to Marauders Baseball. Ben Picorni with you, still in the top of the second inning. And we'll introduce the new pitcher into the game. It's Eric Rodriguez for Lakeland. If you're just joining us, I'll say it again. The Marauders had the first five men all record base hits in the first inning. Alexander Mojica hit a two-run blast in the frame. They would put up six in the first. Then with two outs in this inning, Javier Rivas picked up a two RBI single, followed by a Davies Nadal two-run bomb to make it 10-0. Alexander Mojica to the plate, one for one with a two-run bomb in the game. Rodriguez a 6.75 ERA and 2 2/3 pitch this year. Mojica takes a breaking ball low and away in the count 1-0. Ball and no strikes. Romero the runner on first. Here's the 1-0. Mojica fouls it off himself in the batter's box, and the count evens up at one apiece. One and one the count to Mojica. Rodriguez set, trying to stop the bleeding here. The pitch, swing and a miss for Mojica, chases after a low breaking ball for strike two. Ball and two strikes, two away. Rodriguez set the pitch to Alexander Mojica. Fastball misses shoulder high, and the count even at two now. Storm clouds rolling in center field, hoping they stay off of us for now. The deuces wild pitch to Mojica from Rodriguez. Swing and a miss, strike three to end the top of the second inning, but the Marauders put up four runs in this frame. A two RBI bomb for Davies Nadal, and it's 10-0 as we go to the bottom half of the first here, or rather second in Lakeland. 10-0 baby Buccos the score when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecon Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BraintonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology, and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hello and welcome back to Publix Field in Lakeland, Florida. Bottom of the second inning, 10-0 Marauders the score. Braxton Ashcraft out for another inning of work on the bump, facing 5-6-7 in the order. First pitch breaking ball from him, misses inside the count 1-0, facing Christian Santana. 150 average for him so far this season, no batted in. Takes a fastball at the knees for a called strike in the count 1-1. Infield playing back for Bradenton, the 1-1 pitch. Popped up. Elevator shaft home run behind second base. Rivas calls it and makes the two-handed squeeze for out number one. Brings up Adinso Reyes. 267 hitter on the young season. Four runs batted in. Had a great night yesterday. Tripled, doubled, and collected three RBI. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch fastball fouled off behind home plate for strike one. Bradenton could not have given Braxton Ashcraft a better cushion to work with here. 10-run lead. The pitch. Called a strike on the outer half of the plate and down quickly in the count. 0-2 is Reyes. Righty set. Toes pointed towards the third base bag. Here's the 0-2. Check swing. Appeal. No, says the first base umpire, Connor Crowell, and it's ball one. Like that from Ashcraft there, though. Go to the well after two well-thrown fastballs low in the zone. See if you can change the eyesight. The 1-2 now quickly. Swing and a miss, strike three. Dominating breaking ball as Reyes way out in front. There's two down in the bottom of the second inning. Six batters faced and three of them struck out by Ashcraft thus far. Seven spot hitter Manuel Sequeira, 294 average for him. Four runs batted in. Was 1-for-4 last night with an RBI double to his line. He fouls off a first pitch heater out of play down the right field line for strike one. Ashcraft set. The rocks and brings the 0-1 home. Foul ball struck well down the right field line again. This time a low line drive that bounces into the protective netting in front of some fans parked in the first row down the right field line. 0-2 the count. Two away the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Four punch outs in two innings for Braxton Ashcraft. He is dealing on the bump. And the Marauder bats dealing some damage. 10-0 Bradenton the score when we come back for the top of the third on the Marauders Radio Network.
It's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world, both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lecom Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Be sure to get those tickets for Military Appreciation Night to see some explosive offense from your Marauders, thanks to Nolan Bialik there for his great recording for Military Appreciation Night. Braylon Bishop leading off the inning for the Marauders. He rolls a ground ball to the right side, but it gets a few feet foul down the first baseline for strike one. Bishop is the only Marauder without a hit so far in the game. To be fair to Braylon, it is only the top of the third inning. He went down looking to end the first in his only trip thus far. The 0-1 from Rodriguez to Bishop. Takes a fastball inside, scoots the hips out of the way, nearly wore that one on the front thigh. A ball in the count, even at one. Rodriguez, the right-handed reliever, working out of the stretch. Here's his 1-1. Hard hit ground ball towards second. Scooped up by Sequeira and thrown to first to retire Bishop for out number one. Flips it back to the top of the Marauder order, and Jesus Castillo, his third at-bat in three innings now. He's 1-for-2, a single, and a 4-3 ground out. Leads all of single-A baseball with a 625 OBP entering the game. He watches a breaking ball miss inside, 1-0. And something I talked about with a couple people in the press box here before the game is, it's not like he's just seen bad pitchers and drawn a lot of walks. The 1-0, taken low and in, 2-0. He does have an outstanding ability to take pitches and earn his way on base via the free pass, but still hitting at a 400 mark is Castillo. 2-0 the count, the pitch. takes. Fastball just below the belt. Gets the call for strike one. 2-1 the count to Castillo. Rodriguez comes home. Jesus takes. Inner half breaking ball for a called strike in the count. 2-2. Rodriguez set the 2-2 with one away. Little looper towards second. Back on it and making a routine grab as the second baseman, Sequeira, for a quick out, number two. Brings up Emmanuel Torero. He's got a double and a single so far. Has exploded since last night's 4-for-5 game. He squares to bunt, but fouls it off and into the Marauder dugout. Dominic Paracci, Marauder's starting pitcher, catches that one cleanly with the bare hand. Hands it off to Jack Brannigan in the dugout. Brannigan yesterday was added to the 7-day injured list. A one pitch over the head of Torero. Thrown behind him. He's eyeing down the pitcher, chirping at him. Marauder's coming out of the dugout now. And this is where things get testy. When you've given up 10 runs in two innings, it's easy to start losing your head if you're the Tigers. We've seen some balls thrown pretty wildly in this series, but you never like to speculate. But that was cleanly, squarely over the head of Torero. The 1-1 misses low and in with a breaking ball. 2-1 the count. Giovanni Planchart and Sheldon Polanco came out of the Marauder dugout. They looked ready for a little bit of a scrap on a Saturday night in Lakeland. The 2-1 with two away. Bouncing ball towards first. That will squirt just foul, though, as it got to the bag for strike two. Lakeland fans cheering. I don't think they realized it went into foul territory. 2-2 the count to Torero after Rodriguez buzzed the tower. Deuces wild to the Marauder two-spot hitter, working on a 2-for-2 game with a double and a single. Rodriguez comes home. Breaking ball misses in the dirt, and the count full to Torero. Rodriguez set. Here's the payoff pitch in the top of the third. Line drive, base hit into right center field for Torero. He's 3-for-3 in the ball game. Make it 7 consecutive at-bats with a hit for Emmanuel Torero. He keeps the inning alive. Wyatt Hendry up now, 1-for-2 in the game. Has singled and flown out, has 2 runs batted in. Rodriguez set, first pitch to Hendry with Torero standing on first. Off-speed pitch, well thrown in the lower quadrant of the strike zone, taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. Rodriguez set just above the belt. The 0-1 pitch to Hendry now. Fastball at the knees, taken and called for strike two. Rodriguez ahead in the count, 0-2 here. Looking to work the first scoreless inning of the ball game for the Tigers. Torero with good speed on first. Wouldn't be shocked to see him take off here on this 0-2 pitch. Here it is. Line drive, base hit into right field for Wyatt Hendry. That one's going to roll all the way to the corner and right. Torero turns on the jets. He's going to be held up by Gustavo Omana. Torero would have scored by a mile. But it's only a double for Hendry. Run does not score, and there's men on second and third now for Tres Gonzalez. Don't know why Torero was held up there. He easily could have backpedaled into home plate. Maybe even crab walked. Second and third now for Tres Gonzalez with two away. Pitch on its way. Tress takes fastball, called the strike on the outer half, and it's 0-1. Tress has doubled, singled, and collected an RBI tonight. The 0-1 pitch from Rodriguez Tress takes. Fastball misses low and in the count even. 10-0 Marauders the score here in the top of the third. Threatening to add on a few more. Rodriguez checks Hendry. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Gonzalez pops it up, third base side, tailing into foul territory. After it is Reyes. He makes the catch to end the inning. Marauders miss a chance to add another run, but I think 10 will do. We head to the bottom of the third. Baby Buckos 10 and the Tigers nothing. The score when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BraintonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Lecom Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays. On April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th, and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th, and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans, 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
And welcome back to Marauders Baseball on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you as we go to the bottom half of the third inning here at Publix Field in Lakeland. 10-0 Bradenton the score. Braxton Ashcraft out for another inning of work. His first pitch fastball to Lazaro Benitez is taken off the plate and the count 1-0. Benitez here on rehab from High A Western Michigan. The 1-0 pitch to him. Fastball a little tighter towards the plate, but still misses outside. The count 2-0. Ashcraft has punched out four in the first two innings. Here's his 2-0 pitch. Slips out of the hand with the breaking ball. Misses upstairs and a 3-0 count to Benitez. Only one base runner so far tonight for Lakeland. The 3-0. Fastball misses high. Ball four. Four pitches and a 90-foot free pass for Lazaro Benitez to start his rehab assignment in Lakeland. Brings up the ninth-spot hitter, Dominic Johnson. Johnson batting 176 on the season. Had an inside-the-park home run last night. Hit one of the deepest part of the yard, 425 in the left center field alley. Ashcraft set, runner on first. Pitch. Breaking ball, backs up on him, misses inside for ball one. Five straight balls to start the inning for Ashcraft, but I have no doubt he'll quickly refocus on that K-zone. Has punched out four, as I've mentioned a few times. The 1-0 from the Marauder right-hander. Fastball at the knees, taken for a called strike in the count 1-1. Johnson nods at it. Agrees with the decision of home plate umpire Justin Hopkins. So do I. Ball and a strike. Leading off first is Benitez. Did not steal a base last year in High A West Michigan. Johnson takes a breaking ball that dances off the outside corner for a ball in the count 2-1. Benitez held on to the first base bag by Mojica. Neutral count 2-1 to Johnson. Here's the pitch from Ashcraft. Fastball driven into center field. That one's going to touch down for a single. Benitez, the runner's going to stop on second. And Johnson picks up a knock to put men on first and second with nobody out. And we're back to the top of the order for Lakeland. Seth Stephenson to the plate. 0-for-1 with a flyout. 280 on the season for him. Has two runs batted in. Ashcraft working out of the stretch now with a pair of runners on. Marauder right-hander comes set. Double play depth for the infield. First pitch. Stephenson offers a half-hearted check swing at one in the dirt. No swing the call, and it's ball one. Saw Ashcraft pulled after three innings in his last outing. We'll see if he goes longer in this one. Pulled, definitely not because of performance, but it was his first competitive outing in over a year. So just trying to manage that arm health. The 1-0. Driven into center field. That one's a can of corn for Gonzalez. And the play made. They double the runner off at second, too. Benitez was on no man's land. Thought the ball was going to drop. And just wandered too far off the second base bag. It was a great throw into second. And there's two away now. Sorry, I paused momentarily there, folks, but that was almost too hard to believe. It was a routine fly ball in center, but Benitez was halfway to third when it was caught. Two away now, and Graham at the plate, he waves and misses at a low fastball for strike one. So score it F8 and a double play at second. Oh, and one to Graham from Ashcraft. Breaking ball kicks in the back door for strike two, taken by Graham. And Ashcraft now just a swing and a miss away from sending us to the fourth inning. Johnson still the runner on first. Ashcraft comes set. Here's the 0-2 with two away. Breaking ball misses low. And the count 1-2 now. Ashcraft looks in for the signs from Wyatt Hendry. Righty set at the belt. The 1-2. Called strike three. Put him on ice. Frozen by the deuce to end the inning is Peyton Graham, and Ashcraft collects his fifth punch out in three innings of work to move this game on to the fourth inning. 10-0 Bradenton the score when we come back for the second third of the game here on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Here for the top of the fourth on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you. 10-0. The score in favor of the boys from the friendly city of Bradenton. Marauders with 5-6-7 due up in this inning. Alex, check that, Cole Patton, the new arm on the mound for Lakeland, has a 7.71 ERA and 2 1/3 pitch this season, has struck out a pair and walked one. His first pitch is a called strike to Javier Rivas in the count 0-1. Javi has 3 RBI and 2 singles so far in the ballgame. 2 for 2, the 0-1. Rivas takes, breaking ball misses outside in the count 1-1. Lightning striking all around the horizon here in Lakeland. Creates a beautiful backdrop to go along with the electric hitting of the Marauders as Rivas cuts and misses at an outer half fastball for strike 2. Righty out of the windup. Here's the 1-2 to Rivas. Tips a breaking ball in and out of the glove of the catcher, Rothenberg. Foul to stay alive. And the count holds a ball and 2 strikes to Rivas. Righty Patton set. He steps and fires the 1-2 again. Fouled off back behind home plate by Rivas. He'll see a 1-2 pitch for the third time in this at-bat here shortly. Marauders up 10-0, 14 hits to their name. Here's the 1-2 again. Breaking ball misses inside. Rivas leans out of the way. And the count even at a pair apiece. Middle infielders back on the outfield grass for Lakeland. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball slips out of the hand of Patton. Misses way upstairs above the helmet bill of Rivas. A ball in the count full now. Pitch number 8 of the at-bat upcoming here. Patton rocks and fires the 3-2. Hard hit ground ball back towards the mound, past the glove of Patton, but into the glove of the second baseman, Sakara. He fires it to first to set Rivas down for the first time tonight and for the first out here in the top of the fourth inning. Davies Nadal up now. He's 1-for-2 in the game, reached on a fielder's choice in the first and had a 2-run blast in the top of the second inning, flew 417 feet. Left the bat at 103 miles per hour. The pitch. Nadal takes a fastball outer half of the plate for a called strike. It's 0-1. Lightning still showering the horizon here. The 0-1 to Davies Nadal takes fastball further outside this time and called the ball to count even at 1-1. Marauders would move to 4-4 with a win here tonight. The 1-1 with one away. Nadal broken back, ground ball towards second. He's running hard. The throw there is in time to get him, though. The bat bounced off the net above the Lakeland dugout and was caught by their manager, Andrew Graham. So a broken bat, 4-3 ground out, and there's 2 down here in the inning. Brings up Ribeiro Romero. He's 2-for-2 with 2 base hits, has come around to score a run in the game as well. First offering to Romero with 2 down in the inning. Takes a fastball right down the middle for strike 1. Romero, a switch hitter, batting from the left side, facing the righty Cole Patton. Here's the 0-1 now. Taken low and in. Romero watches it miss well off the zone for ball 1. Patton working with a very quick intensity here. The 1-1 pitch on its way. Romero fouls one off his foot in the batter's box for strike 2. He walks that one off around the home plate area. Wind has shifted to blowing in from left center field now. It was blowing out to dead center in the first 2 innings. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball slips out of the hand of Patton, misses way outside by 2 or 3 feet for a ball in the count. Even at 2-2, deuces wild to Ribeiro Romero. Here's the pitch from Patton. Breaking ball grounded towards second, fielded by Sakara. Throw to first in time, and there's 3 away. 4-3 putouts here in the top of the fourth, and the Marauders set down in order for the first time tonight. We go to the bottom half of the fourth, 10-0 Bradenton the score, and we come back on the Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, pick out your best Hawaiian shirt and join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, April 22nd for Margaritaville Night presented by Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. With the purchase of a special promo ticket, fans will also receive a free Marauders Hawaiian shirt. Your Marauders will take to the field in special Margaritaville jerseys that will be available for auction with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. Get your tickets for Margaritaville night now at BradentonMarauders.com. It's always 5 o'clock somewhere.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Tickets Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Back here in the bottom of the fourth inning in Lakeland on the Marauder Radio Network, Ben Picorni with you in this 10-0 ball game that favors our hometown Bradenton Marauders. Ashcraft out for another inning of work, facing the three-spot man Mike Rothenberg, who calls time and steps out before the first pitch of the at-bat. Rothenberg struck out looking in the first inning. He fouls a first-pitch fastball off towards the press box, but into the protective screen for strike one. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball. Ooh, doesn't get the call in the low and away corner. Looks like Ashcraft dotted that one, but the count even at 1-1. Ready, working quickly, the pitch. Breaking ball, same spot, doesn't get the call, and it's 2-1 now. Great Jackie Robinson Day across Major League Baseball. The Pirates with a 6-3 extra innings victory in St. Louis today. The 2-1 fastball misses inside from Ashcraft in the count 3-1 now. Marauders will have their own tribute too. As we wait, the 3-1 pitch is swung on and missed in the count full at 3-2. Marauders will have their own tribute too. African Americans in the game of baseball. The trailblazing Bradenton Nine Devils, a Florida State Negro League team in the 40s and 50s. They'll wear jerseys honoring them later this summer. The 3-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Down on strikes is Rothenberg, and there's one away in the bottom half of the fourth. Make it six strikeouts in 3 1/3 for Braxton Ashcraft on the mound. Cleanup man Andrew Jenkins to the plate. He's 0-1 with a strikeout to his name. Pitch on its way. Breaking ball well thrown, dots the lower part of the strike zone, and the count 0-1. Ashcraft rocks and fires the 0-1. Breaking ball again, same spot. Jenkins takes for a second time for a called strike, and quickly the count 0-2. Ashcraft hunting punch out number 7. Here's the 0-2. Hard hit ground ball to third, backing up on it and making the play is Davies Nadal. Strong throw to first, not in time to get the runner Jenkins, though. It's an infield single. One of those in-betweener hops for Nadal, who had to retreat almost to the outfield grass to make the backhand play. It was a strong throw that was high. Mojica forced to jump. I think the runner Jenkins there regardless, though. And time called as pitching coach Matt Ford heads out to the mound to talk to Braxton Ashcraft. Back to more on the Bradenton Nine Devils, though. The ball club originally known as the Bradenton Aces in the Florida State Negro League, and they adopted the name the Nine Devils after they went on a road trip across the state during one of their seasons in the 40s and won all nine games of a nine-day road trip. And the name was born within the ball club as the Nine Devils, and that's what they were known as for the rest of their existence. They called Lecom Park their home, just like the Marauders do these days, known as McKechnie Field, a couple other names throughout the history of the oldest active baseball stadium in minor league baseball. It'd be a great night to pay tribute to the Nine Devils, and so many Negro League pioneers in the game of baseball. First pitch from Ashcraft to Christian Santana is a breaking ball that misses low for ball one. One and zero the count with one away. Jenkins leads off first after his infield single. The one ball offering. Fastball misses high. Letters in the count. 2-0 now to Santana, who's 0-1 with an infield pop-out so far tonight. Cool breeze flowing around the ballpark now. The 2-0 pitch. Hard hit ground ball towards the short. Rivas to second for one. No, he throws it into right field. Advancing to third on the overthrow is Jenkins. Reaching on the fielder's choice is Santana. And there's men on the corners with one away now. And time called. Jonathan Johnston out to the mound. And the Marauders make a call to the bullpen here. Braxton Ashcraft put on one heck of an outing, though. Got the double play ball there, but the Marauders just couldn't turn it. Ashcraft's day ends with 3 1/3 pitch, surrendered 3 base hits, 1 walk. Struck out 6. No earned runs for now. He's still responsible for the 2 men on base, though one of them will not be earned as reached on the air fielder's choice play. New arm out of the pen for Bradenton. We'll have more on him when we come back. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, 10-0. Baby Bucks the score on the Marauders Radio Network.
This town ain't big, this town ain't small, it's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's Triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the Rockville Wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pen as much. We just like...
Back here on the Marauders Radio Network in the bottom of the fourth still. Darvin Garcia onto the mound for the Marauders. Righty from Las Matas in the Dominican Republic. Fires a first pitch fastball that's fouled up and out of play on the first base side for strike one. Garcia with one outing under his belt this season. Tossed an inning in 2/3. Struck out one, walked a pair. Did not surrender a base hit. Has a clean 0 ERA. Men on the corners with one away. The pitch to Reyes. Fouled up and out of play down the right field line. Four strike two. Garcia in 2022 tossed 45 1/3 innings for the Marauders. Struck out 45, walked 28. At a 5.76 ERA, features a fastball, slider, and changeup mix. The hard-throwing Dominican righty set above the belt. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball misses low and away. Scooped up on the backhand by Wyatt Hendry to keep the runners at bay. A ball in the count, 1-2. Santana the runner on first. Jenkins the man on third for Lakeland. Garcia sets. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Blows a cutter by the barrel of Reyes and sets him down for the second time via the punch out tonight. Two down in the inning. Brings up Manuel Sequeira. He struck out on 3 pitches back in the second inning. 0-1 tonight. 292 average entering the ball game. First pitch from Darvin Garcia to Manuel Sequeira. Breaking ball well located on the outer half, taken for a called strike. And it's 0-1. Marauders with a hearty 10-run lead here in the bottom of the fourth. Trying to keep the zero up on the scoreboard for Lakeland. Next pitch is a breaking ball fouled off behind home plate for strike two. Garcia looks in for the signs from Hendry. The righty trying to punch out a pair and keep the goose egg on the board. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Garcia goes to the well with the slider and sets down Sequeira on three pitches to end the fourth inning. We go to the fifth. 10-0 Marauders the score when we come back on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, pick out your best Hawaiian shirt and join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, April 22nd for Margaritaville Night presented by Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. With the purchase of a special promo ticket, fans will also receive a free Marauders Hawaiian shirt. Your Marauders will take to the field in special Margaritaville jerseys that will be available for auction with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. Get your tickets for Margaritaville Night now at BradentonMarauders.com. It's always 5 o'clock somewhere.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you
sorry to cut off Bally Sports there, but it's time for baseball to resume here in the top of the fifth inning. Marauders leading 10-0. 8-9-1 in the inning, starting with Alexander Mojica. Cole Patton back out to start his second frame of work. First pitch Mojica sees is an elevated fastball. He fouls it off to the backstop for strike one. Mojica, 1-for-2 in the game, had a two-run bomb in the first inning and struck out on a five-pitch at-bat in the second. The 0-1 pitch to Mojica from Patton takes a fastball, called a strike up and away, and the count 0-2 quickly. Patton set, the 0-2 out of the windup. Hard hit ground ball toward short, charged and scooped up by the shortstop Santana. He throws to first to retire Mojica with time to spare for out number one. Brings up the nine spot man, Braylon Bishop.
Right here, number 5, Braylon Bishop.
Picked up a pair of hits on Thursday evening. 0-for-2 in the game thus far. Takes a fastball on the outside part of the plate for a called strike. It's 0-1. Bishop with blazing speed. Great arm in the outfield for the young Texarkana, Arkansas native. The 0-1 takes a breaking ball that bounces in the dirt in front of home plate. Kicks to the backstop, but no runners on, so no harm, no foul. A ball in the count even at 1-1. Patton rocks and brings the 1-1 home to Bishop. Braylon takes a letter-high fastball. Called a ball in the count, 2-1. Patton set. Here's the 2-1 with one away. Bishop takes another fastball, shoulder-high this time, in the count, 3-1 now. Three balls and a strike to Braylon Bishop. A speed threat if he reaches here. The pitch misses up and away. Ball 4. Bishop earns his third walk of the season and reaches for the first time tonight with one away here in the top of the fifth. Flips it back to the top of the lineup and Jesus Castillo. Jesus is 1-for-3 tonight. A single, a ground out, and a hard hit line out to second base so far in the game. Bishop takes a conservative leadoff first, and Castillo takes a belt-high fastball for a called strike. It's 0-1. Patton working out of the stretch for the first time tonight with the runner on first. The 0-1 pitch to Castillo. Jesus lines one to left center field. That one is sinking, 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 and getting down. Benitez, the left fielder, dove for it, knocked it down with the glove, but didn't catch it cleanly. And it's the second base hit of the night for Castillo. Bishop moves up to second comfortably, and there's men on first and second now for Emmanuel Terrero. He's 3-for-3 in the game. Two singles and a double to his line. This is the Emmanuel Terrero we were waiting to see all year. Hit 330 in the complex last year. As he takes an outer half fastball for a called strike, it's 0-1. So you knew he had the ability in that bat to make solid contact for a boatload of base hits, and hits come in bunches, and they certainly have for him this year. Takes a breaking ball up and away. Misses well off the zone in the count, 1-1 now. Terrero with 7 straight at-bats registering a single or better. Leads the Florida State League with 8 RBI on the season. Pickoff attempt at second. Braylon Bishop was way off the bag, but no one holding him on. He wants a balk call. 1-1 the count with one away. The righty Patton set checks Bishop. Now the pitch to Terrero. He grounds one hard up the middle. What a play by the pitcher. Look what he found. Patton throws it to second to retire Castillo for the second out of the inning. That was just blind luck self-defense there from Patton. Fastball hit right at the shins, just stabbed the glove at it. It was an errant throw to second, but the shortstop Santana stretched like a first baseman to make the play and grab the ball in his glove to retire Castillo. That was 100.9 miles per hour off the bat of Terrero. He caught a hearty piece of that fastball over the middle of the plate. Training staff out there checking on Patton, but waves him off, says he's okay. So there's men on the corners with two away and Wyatt Hendry to the plate. He's got a double, a single, and 2 runs batted in tonight. Hendry batting from the right side, facing the righty Patton. Terrero the runner on first. Braylon Bishop on third. First pitch. Hendry takes fastball low and away, catches the outside black of the plate for strike one. Wouldn't be surprised to see Terrero take off here. Try to move himself into scoring position. The 0-1. Breaking ball misses low and away. That would have been a good one to take off on. Ball in the count, even at 1. Pitch that forced the catcher Rothenberg to sprawl to his right and make the stop. But scooped it cleanly. 1-1, 2 away. Patton set the pitch. Hendry lines one down the right field side. That ball tailing towards the corner, but it's going to go foul. For strike 2, very similar to his double in the third inning. That rolled all the way into the deep corner in right field. Easily could have scored a run on the occasion. Did not, unfortunately. But just missed another extra base hit there. A ball and 2 strikes the count to Hendry. Terrero the runner on first, Bishop on third. Marauders up 10-0 here in the top of the fifth. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball misses outside. Hendry watches it well. And the count even up at 2-2 now. Deuces wild to Hendry. 2 out. 2-2 count. 2 on. Another RBI chance for the Marauder catcher batting in the 3 spot. Patton set. Hands rest just below the belt. Here's the 2-2. Popped up in the infield. First baseman Jenkins calls it and makes the grab to end the inning. Marauders strand a pair. They get no runs in the inning off of a base hit from Castillo. No errors charged against the Tigers. We are halfway through the ballgame here tonight in Lakeland. Bradenton 10, Flying Tigers nothing. Our score when we come back on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways, and you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, July 22nd as we celebrate Pride Night at Lecon Park. Your Marauders will take on Fort Myers at 6:30, and we invite all of you to take in a Marauders victory as we host Pride in the Plaza to celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join the Bradenton Marauders on Friday, June 9th as we celebrate Faith and Family Night at Lecon Park. The Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays at 6:30. Come be a part of an evening celebrating you and your loved ones at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you as we go to the home fifth here in Lakeland. 10-0 Marauders the score. And Derek Diamond, the Ole Miss Rebel, takes to the mound for the Marauders here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Diamond started last Saturday for the Marauders. Pitched a solid outing. 4 innings, allowed just 1 earned run. Surrendered 3 hits, striking out 4 and walking none. First pitch from Diamond is a low and in fastball taken by Lazaro Benitez for strike 1. Diamond features a fastball, cutter, curveball, slider, changeup mix. The 0-1. A breaking ball fouled up and out of play for strike 2. I know his parents, big fans of the broadcast. I thank them for always tuning in and supporting the Marauders Radio Network streams here. 0-2 the count to Benitez. Diamond fires. Fouled off, defensive swing from Benitez. Just catches a piece of the offering low and away to stay alive. Count holds 0-2. Fresh baseball for Diamond on the mound. Righty comes set. Glove rests in front of the face. Brings it up over the head, and here's the 0-2. Check swing. No, says the field umpire Crowell, and it's ball 1. Fastball missed about half a foot high from Diamond. Nearly drew the wave and a miss from Benitez. Here's the 1-2 now. Breaking ball misses low and away. Benitez thought about offering at it, held up the wrists in time. And the count 2-2 now. Marauder right-hander set, the leg kick and the 2-2. Fouled off again, shot out of play. Off the bat of Benitez, he stays alive. Second two-strike pitch, he's spoiled away here in this at-bat. Benitez walked back in the third inning, was doubled off on a 8-6 fly ball. The 2-2. Breaking ball misses low and away from Diamond, and the count goes full. Pitch number 8 of the AB upcoming to Benitez, the rehab assignment. Man batting in the 8th spot for Lakeland tonight. Diamond set, the full count offering. Fastball misses, up and in, ball 4. An 8-pitch walk earned by Benitez. And a base runner to lead off the home fifth for the Tigers. Brings up Dominic Johnson. He's 1-for-1 in the game, singled in the third inning. Diamond working out of the stretch now with a man on first. Righty comes home. Breaking ball misses low in the count, 1-0. Slider just danced past that low and away corner. Diamond checks the runner. Benitez on first comes set. Mojica holding the runner on the bag, the 1-0. Fouled off, popped out of play over the Lakeland dugout on the first base side for strike 1. Diamond tossed 3 2/3 innings in the NCAA regionals last year for Ole Miss. His 1-1 pitch misses up and away, 2-1 the count. Beat my college rival, the University of Arizona, or as we like to call it at ASU, U of A. 2-1 the count to Johnson. Righty at the belt. The pitch on its way. Hard hit ground ball, base hit in the left field past the glove of Davey Snedall. And the first two men in the inning reach, misplayed and left by Emmanuel Torero. The runners are going to try and move up to extra bases. Ball into Ribeiro Romero's thrown away. Now they got a man caught in a pickle. They tag the runner at second. No, he's called safe. Wow, that is a shocker. Scoring on the play is Benitez. Emmanuel Torero was kicking the ball around in left field. The runners decided to move up to second and third, respectively. Then the throw into the second base bag was low. It bounced away from Ribeiro Romero and over to first baseman Alexander Mojica. The runner came in to score from second. And then Dominic Johnson was caught in no man's land between second and third. Mojica underhand tossed the bag to Romero at second, who tried to apply the tag to the base runner. Looked like they got him by a foot, but he was called safe. So an RBI single scores Benitez with, I think, two errors on the play there. Yeah, two errors. The scorer's decision, an error on the fielding by Torero in left and an error on his throw into the infield. Seth Stephenson, the next man up, lays a bunt to foul territory for strike one. Don't think that's an RBI for Johnson. 0-1 the count now to Stephenson. He's flown out to right twice tonight. So the first run of the game on the board here for Lakeland in the bottom of the fifth. 10-1. Oh, no. Marauders still with a hearty lead. Diamond checks the runner Johnson on second. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Seth Stephenson. Fastball bounced foul off the bat of Stephenson down the right field side for strike two. No balls and two strikes. Diamond still looking for the first put away of the inning. Chance to do it with a punch out here. Righty with a long pause as he comes set. Eyes down the runner on second. 3 seconds on the pitch clock. Here's the offering. Fastball misses low and away in the count. 1-2 now. Ball and two strikes. Diamond still in the driver's seat in this at-bat here. The 1-2. Fouled off to the backstop. Stephenson spoils a breaking ball to stay alive. Diamond with the fresh rock comes set. The 1-2 again. Swing and a miss. Strike three. What Hendry tags out Stephenson on the drop third, and there's a one away. Brings up the two-spot man, Peyton Graham. He's 1-for-2 in the game, a single and a looking strikeout. Diamond rests the glove on his front hip as he looks in for the signs. Now comes set. First pitch to Graham with one down in the inning. Elevated fastball called a strike. Graham doesn't like the call but opts not to challenge in the count 0-1. Johnson the runner on second. Reached on a single advance there on an air. The pitch. Breaking ball from Diamond fouled off to the backstop for strike two. Graham, the batter, takes some time, steps out, adjusts the batting gloves, now digs back in. Runner Johnson not being held on at second. Diamond comes set. Here's the 0-2. fouled off down the third base side, dribbling into the hands of Tigers manager Andrew Graham, who's coaching third base. He launches it over the netting about 20 rows up into the seats, and a young fan comes away with the souvenir. Still 0-2 the count. Diamond comes set, trying to set down back-to-back men via the punch-out. Here's the pitch from the right-hander. Fouled off up and over the seating and onto the concourse. We'll do the 0-2 again. Fresh baseball for Diamond on the rubber. Infield creeps towards the third base side. The 0-2. Breaking ball driven to left field. In on it is Terrero. He opts not to catch it. And the runner on second, Johnson, holds on third. Looked like Terrero had a play on it, but opt to take the safe route and let it drop in front of him. A single for Graham. Puts Johnson on third. Men on the corners with one away now. And Mike Rothenberg to the plate. He's 0-2 tonight. As two strikeouts to his name. One of the swinging and one of the looking variety. Four errors in the game for the Marauders defensively tonight. First pitch. Rothenberg rolls one towards second. No chance for a double play. The Marauders will trade the out for the run. It's thrown on to first by Romero to retire Rothenberg for the second out. Johnson scores on the ground out. It's an RBI for Rothenberg. And it brings up Andrew Jenkins, who's 1-2 tonight. Two runs across in the inning so far for Lakeland. Diamond at the belt, trying to end the frame. First pitch to Jenkins. Fastball well thrown on the outer half, taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1. 23 pitches thrown in the inning by Diamond. Righty set, drops the hands to the belt. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, check swing, put into foul territory, though. Just to the left of home plate. Goes down to strike two, and Diamond ahead in the count. 0-2 on the rubber. Looking for a swing and a miss to send us to the sixth inning here. Jenkins, the right-handed cleanup, and digs back in. Diamond looks in for the signs from Hendry. He's got him. He comes set. Checks the 0-2 home. Line drive, base hit down the line in right field. That's going to score the runner from second. Jenkins with an RBI single, and the Marauder lead is cut to 7. 10-3 the score now. Brings Christian Santana to the plate. And time called. Matt Ford, Marauder's pitching coach, going to head out to the mound and have a chat with Derek Diamond here. Three hits and a walk in the inning. Pushed in three runs. Two errors against the Marauders didn't aid the efforts of Diamond, though. But if you're going to give up three runs in an inning, it's always better to do it with a 10-run advantage. So nothing to panic about yet if you're a Marauders fan. Still a hearty lead for the boys in black and gold here tonight. Sure, Matt Ford just giving a quick chat, and he is. Straight back to the dugout he goes now. So a runner on first with two outs for Christian Santana. He's 0-2, has popped out in the infield and reached on a fielder's choice in the ballgame. Diamond looking for an out to end the sixth. First offering to Santana. Fastball misses low and away, 1-0 the count. Diamond has thrown 26 pitches this inning. He comes set, here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss, wild hack from Santana. At a slider low in the zone for strike one. Diamond has the signs from Hendry. Brings the glove up to the chest now. Drops it to the belt. The 1-1. Check swing. Yes, he did, says the home plate umpire. Not even going to wait for the appeal, and it's strike two. Slider with a 2,500 spin rate there from Diamond. Really cut across the strike zone into the opposite-handed batter's box and got Santana swinging for strike two. 1-2 count, two away. Diamond trying to end the frame. Here's the pitch. Popped up, foul and out of play, though, on the first base side. We'll do the 1-2 again. One, two, two away. Diamond fires. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Diamond picks up a pair of punch outs in the inning and limits the damage. Lakeland add three runs on three hits. Two errors charged against the Marauders. One man left. We go to the sixth here at Publix Field. Bradenton 10, Lakeland 3. The score when we come back on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
It gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim, and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot.
Back here on the Marauders Radio Network for the top of the sixth inning at Publix Field in Lakeland. New arm to the mound is Jordan Marks for the Tigers. The right-hander, a native of Sarnia, Ontario, Canada, has a 10.13 ERA so far this season. And misses with a breaking ball low and in, but it's challenged by the catcher. And the call is overturned to strike one. So a strike, Tres Gonzalez at the plate. He's 2-for-3 tonight with an RBI, a double. Watches a breaking ball drop below the K zone for ball one in the count even now. Marks, with that 10-1-3 ERA, got it in 2 2/3 innings pitched. Next pitch, Gonzalez rolls one foul down the first baseline. Scooped off and into the Lakeland dugout by the first baseman, Andrew Jenkins. 1-2 the count to Gonzalez now. 2 2/3 pitch, as I said, for Marks. Surrendered two hits, three earned runs, walked five, and struck out none in his only outing so far this year. 1-2 the count to Tress Gonzalez. Marks fires home. Tress takes, fastball misses outside. And another challenge by the catcher, Rothenberg. This one looked... Oh, wow, it's called a strike. That pitch looked so far outside. But it's called strike three on the challenge. And down looking goes Tress Gonzalez for out number one. Rivas to the plate. Three RBI and a 2-for-3 night so far. First pitch to him from Marks. Breaking ball misses low in the count, 1-0. Here's the 1-0 now. Rivas takes. Fastball at the knees for strike one in the count even. Next pitch, Rivas takes a wild hack and a miss at an outer half fastball for strike two. Confirm that only two of the three runs let up last inning are earned against Derek Diamond. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball skips in front of home plate in the count, even at 2. Thought it really should have only been one earned run, but I always think of errors as free outs that you gave up. The 2-2, Rivas fouls off a low changeup to stay alive. 10-3, Bradenton the score, though, here in the top of the sixth. Always helps to add on more, though. The 2-2 again. Rivas drills one deep to center field. That one going back to the wall, but it's grabbed at the warning track. Crashing into the wall is the center fielder, Stephenson. He makes the play for out number two. Man, that ball was crushed by Javier Rivas. Hit it 105 miles per hour off the bat. Flew 395 feet. But with center field at 420 here, didn't make the cut. Davies Nadal takes a fastball low and in for strike one. Davies, 1-for-4 in the game, has a two-run homer to his stat line. 0-1 pitch popped up, third base side in foul territory. Should be playable, though, for the third baseman Reyes. He drops it in foul territory. Falls to his backside and drops the routine pop-up in foul ground. Nadal stays alive. 0-2 the count, strike with the foul ball. Mark's going to hope that one doesn't come back to hurt him. Here's the 0-2 to Nadal. Breaking ball misses low and in the count, 1-2 now. Righty working out of the windup. Set, rocks and fires. Fouled off to the backstop. Nadal earns himself another 1-2 pitch in this at-bat. Ball and two strikes to Davies Nadal. Bags empty. Marauders up 7 here in the top of the sixth. The righty's 1-2 again. Fouled off to the backstop again. We'll have a third 1-2 pitch coming now. Nadal steps out, adjusts the batting gloves, now digs back in. The righty marks, fires. Ground ball up the middle, running hard as Nadal, charging onto it as the second baseman, Sequeira. His throw to first is offline. Nadal reaches safely. Davies might have beat it out regardless. See what the scorer's decision is. So Nadal on first with Ribeiro Romero coming to the plate. Romero is 2-for-3 in the game, pair of base hits. And the first pitch, Romero bounces in front of home plate, kicks away to the backstop. And advancing to second on the wild pitch is Davies Nadal. Still no scorer's decision. And now scored a base hit for Nadal. The 1-0. Romero watches one up and in. Ooh, called a strike in the count even at 1. RBI chance for Romero. Still looking for his first ribby on the season. Here's the 1-1 to Romero now. Takes pitch called strike 3 by the home plate umpire. Oh, man, he rung him up on strike 2. Home plate umpire rings up Romero, but it's only the second strike of the at-bat. That is great. The 1-2 now hits Romero. He'll take the hit-by-pitch and head on down to first after getting struck out on the second strike of the at-bat. that's something that if the game was broadcasted here, I'm sure you'd see it on Twitter tonight, or at least in a YouTube compilation that you watch of umpire bloopers when you're laying down at night. Mojica to the plate now, two on and two out. Has a home run and two RBI tonight. Takes a first pitch fastball that misses 2 feet outside the plate for ball one. One and oh the count with two away. Romero on first and at all the man on second for Bradenton. The pitch to Mojica. Pops it foul up and over the Lakeland dugout on the first base side for strike one. The count even. 10-3 Marauders the score here in the top of the sixth inning. Bradenton haven't scored since the second, but the 10 runs in those first two. A hearty cushion as Mojica takes a breaking ball low. Called a ball, but challenged by the catcher. And the call's overturned to a strike. And the count 1-2 now. Ball and two strikes to Mojica. Base hit would give him another RBI tonight with the speed of Nadal on second. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Two men struck out in the inning by Jordan Marks. The Marauders strand a pair on as we move to the home sixth. The score 10-3 Bradenton when we return on the Marauders Radio Network.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecon Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Marauders fans, join us at Lecon Park on Friday, May 12th to celebrate Women in Sports Night as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30. Get your tickets today at BradentonMarauders.com to help us celebrate the many outstanding women that make up a huge part of the world of sports.
Stay away from the dark side of the force, Marauders fans, and join us at Lecon Park on Saturday, May 13th for Star Wars Night. Your Marauders will take the field in Star Wars-themed jerseys that will be available for auction with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Sarasota. There will also be post-game fireworks, so don't miss your chance to join us. Visit BradentonMarauders.com for tickets.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Lecon Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here for the bottom of the sixth on the Marauders Radio Network, Ben Picorni with you here. 10-3. Baby Buckos lead the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Derek Diamond out for another inning of work. First pitch is rolled towards second, charged by Romero. Scoops it up between the wickets and throws on to first in time for a one-pitch, one-out situation. Score at 4-3. Brings up Manuel Sequeira. He's 0-for-2 with two strikeouts to his name. Diamond trying to bounce back after giving up three runs in the fifth. First pitch to Sequeira. High fastball called a strike, and the count 0-1. Sequeira trying to avoid the hat trick of punch outs. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Drills one to left field, and Manuel Torero has a read on it, racing towards it, but it drops in the gap for a one-out single for Sequeira. Brings up Lazaro Benitez now. Two at-bats, rather two plate appearances for Benitez, both resulting in walks for the rehabber down from High A Western Michigan. Beautiful ballpark up there in Western Michigan. Got to call a Northwoods League game there last summer. First pitch to Benitez from Diamond here in the bottom of the sixth. Will not be thrown. Time called, and Diamond was already in his windup, so he just launches it into the backstop. A lot of guys do that when they're already in their windup and time is called. Don't want guys to be able to see an extra pitch, see what they were throwing. Zach Greinke, I know, has done that several times in his career when a batter calls time. Now the first offering is taken for a strike by Benitez. Well-thrown fastball in the lower third of the zone for strike one. Next pitch, a breaking ball fouled off to the backstop for strike two. Diamond has punched out a pair so far in his outing. He checks the runner on first. That's Sequeira. No stolen bases for him this season. The 0-2. Fastball misses low and away for ball one. Hendry springing out of the stance, feinting a snap throw to first, but eats the baseball on this occasion. Diamond set, the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball slips out of the hand, misses well inside for a ball in the count 2-2 now. Diamond set, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away and a runner on first. The pitch. Hard hit grounder towards short, down to Anita, fielded as Rivas to second for one. On to first, the pitcher's best friend. Score at 6-4-3 in the double play. Ends the bottom of the sixth inning. We go to the last third of the ball game here in Lakeland. Marauders lead by a touchdown. 10-3 the score when we return on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Stay away from the dark side of the force, Marauders fans, and join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 13th for Star Wars Night. Your Marauders will take the field in Star Wars-themed jerseys that will be available for auction with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Sarasota. There will also be post-game fireworks, so don't miss your chance to join us. Visit BradentonMarauders.com for tickets.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, May 27th at Lecom Park as we salute our country's amazing servicemen and women on Military Appreciation Night. Your Marauders will take the diamond against the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 wearing patriotic-themed jerseys. The night will be capped off with a fireworks display presented by Budweiser. Active service members and veterans will receive a free ticket with discounted tickets offered for family members. Head to BradentonMarauders.com to get your tickets today.
Marauders fans, join us at Lecom Park on Friday, May 12th to celebrate Women in Sports Night as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30. Get your tickets today at BradentonMarauders.com to help us celebrate the many outstanding women that make up a huge part of the world of sports.
Back here on the Marauders Radio Network, top 7 in Lakeland. 10-3 Bradenton the score. 9-1-2 in the inning, starting with Braylon Bishop. He's 0-for-2, has struck out, grounded out, and walked tonight. He's the first man to face Eric Haas tonight. First pitch hack at a low breaking ball from Bishop. He comes up empty for strike one. Haas, the 5'8 righty from Amarillo, Texas. Next pitch, another breaking ball swung on and missed by Bishop for strike two. Haas featured against the Marauders earlier in the series. On the season, he's got a 3.86 ERA, 2 1/3 tossed. Next pitch to Bishop's a high fastball shot towards the backstop, foul to stay alive. Count holds at no balls and two strikes. Haas has surrendered a hit, one earned run, a walk, and punched out two in those 2 1/3 innings of work this season. Opponents batting 143 against him. And his next pitch, a low breaking ball, check swing from Bishop. Yes, says the field umpire. That's strike three and out number one. Bishop down on the check swing strikeout. It sends it to the top of the order. Jesus Castillo to the plate. He's 2-for-4 tonight. Harris singles and a ground out and a line out. Takes the first pitch, breaking ball way below the strike zone for ball one. Marauders found themselves a game back of first place entering this contest tonight. As Castillo takes a breaking ball over the heart of the plate for strike one. Clearwater, Fort Myers, and Lakeland all 4-3. The 1-1, Castillo hits a hard grounder to third, scooped up, and thrown to first in time to retire the speedy Castillo for out number two. As I was saying, though, Clearwater, Fort Myers, Lakeland all 4-3, tied for first. Then Lakeland, Dunedin, or excuse me, Bradenton, Dunedin, and Tampa all 3-4, one game off of the three tied for first. Terrero to the plate. He takes a fastball that catches the outside corner for strike one. Get a check on those other games around the Florida State League. As Terrero takes an 0-1 breaking ball, called strike two, and Emmanuel opts to challenge here. And the call's confirmed to strike, and the count's 0-2. The 0-2, breaking ball in the dirt, taken by Terrero. And the count 1-2 now. Other scores in the Florida State League, Palm Beach beating Daytona Beach. 3-1 in the bottom of the seventh out at Jackie Robinson Stadium. Here's the 1-2. Terrero swings and misses at a ball in the dirt. Kicks away from the catcher, but Terrero opts not to run. And now decides to run after he knew he was out. And the catcher just stands on the foul line, tags him out to end the inning. Marauders set down in order. Pair of punch outs for Haas in the inning. Stretch time in Lakeland. Bradenton leads 10-3 when we come back on the Marauders Radio Network. Back here for the bottom half of the seventh in Lakeland. Ben Picorni with you on the Marauders Radio Network. 10-3, Marauders leading the Flying Tigers. Derek Diamond out for another inning of work on the mound. He'll face 9-1-2 in the Tiger lineup, starting with Dominic Johnson. He's 2-for-2 with a pair of base hits. Brief delay as the bullpen door is closed. Some players, I think, racing back from the bathroom in time to make it into the pen. Diamond's first pitch of the seventh to Johnson. Breaking ball that misses low and away in the count 1-0. Top of the order, and Seth Stephenson waits on deck. Here's the 1-0 from Diamond. Breaking ball well thrown on the outer half, taken for a strike in the count even at 1. Johnson with a solid game yesterday as well. Had the inside the park home run and a base hit. Finished 2-for-4. The 1-1. Breaking ball fouled off to the backstop for strike two. Diamond in his delivery, when he brings the leg up, almost jumps up in the air with the back leg, springing into his motion towards home plate. Righty set. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Ground ball hit hardly toward second, but a routine belt high hop fielded by Ribeiro and thrown onto first for out number one. First time tonight that Johnson's been set down. We're at the top of the order now, and Seth Stephenson, he's 0-for-3, two flyouts to right and a strikeout so far. Diamond comes set, first pitch. Breaking ball misses low. Kicks some dust up for ball one. Ball and no strikes with one away. Corners playing in for Bradenton, protecting the bunt that Stephenson's been known to show. 1-0 pitch. He check swings at a high fastball. Nods his head as the umpire calls it strike one on the swing. He knew he went around there. 1-1, one away. Bags empty. 10-3 Bradenton the score here in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch. Breaking ball lined over the head of Mojica at first. That's a dying quail that's going to touch down. For a one-out single for Stephenson. Braylon Bishop tried to juke him out and right. Man, that was a nifty move from Braylon. He scooped up the ball in his glove but then stood there looking around frantically as if it had gotten past him and he couldn't find where it was. It almost baited Stephenson into trying to push for a second there. Have to ask Braylon about that later. That was something I've never seen before. An outfielder pretending a ball got by them. Seen guys pretend they can't see the ball on a high pop fly to bait a runner into taking off. First pitch to the next man up. Peyton Graham is overthrown to the backstop. A wild pitch moves Stephenson up to second and into scoring position. So a man on second with one out. Now 1-0 the count to Graham. Graham working on a 2-for-3 day at the plate. Only blemish a looking strikeout in the third inning. Has two base hits and a run otherwise. Diamond set, checks Stephenson, the runner on second, the 1-0. Breaking ball waved and a miss from Graham for strike one to even things up. Seems to be the equalizer for Diamond here in this outing to go to that slider to draw big swings and misses. 1-1, one out. One man on for Lakeland. Diamond comes home. Fastball shot foul down the right field side. That ball jumped off the bat, but touchdown halfway towards the outfield wall, about 5 feet into foul territory for strike two. Lakeland first base coach Raphael Gill retrieves it and tosses it to a young fan that's hung around here. Diamond looks in for the signs from Hendry. One ball, two strikes, one away. Hunting his third punch out. The pitch. Flown to right. Bishop reads it, charges in on it, and makes the catch. Stephenson is not going to decide to test the arm of Braylon Bishop. And a wise move at that. Scored F9, and there's two away. Brings up the three spot in Mike Rothenberg. He's 0-for-3, has an RBI and two strikeouts, but grounded out to receive that RBI back in the fifth inning. Diamond comes set at the belt, trying to work back-to-back scoreless frames. First pitch to Rothenberg. Breaking ball, back foot, tied up the swing of Rothenberg for strike one. Jenkins, the cleanup man, waits on deck for Lakeland. Diamond set, peeks at the bag at second. Now the 0-1 home from the righty. Popped foul and out of play on the third base side. Bouncing into the seats for strike two. 0-2 the count. Time called by the batter, Rothenberg. He steps out, adjusts the batting gloves. Taps his right foot twice with the bat. And digs back in with his back foot riding the back chalk line of the left-handed batter's box. Diamond set, check second. The 0-2 with two away. Breaking ball misses low in the dirt, blocked by Hendry to keep the runner where he is. And the count moves to a ball and two strikes. One-two count, two outs, barked out by our home plate umpire, Justin Hopkins. Can hear him from up here. Diamond checks. Here's the 1-2. Line drive right into the glove of Javier Rivas at short. He makes the sliding grab for the third out of the inning. No runs on one hit, no errors, and a man left stranded for Lakeland here in the bottom of the seventh. We move to the final two innings of the night here at Publix Field. 10-3 Marauders the score when we come back on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Join the Marauders at Leacon Park on Friday, June 16th, as we honor our brave police officers, firefighters, and EMS personnel on First Responders Night at the ballpark. Marauders players wear alternate patriotic-themed jerseys as they take on Fort Myers at 6:30. First responders will gain free entry to the ballpark, and family members are entitled to a discounted ticket. Book your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Leacom Park this season. Fans 21 and up.
Back here on the Marauders Radio Network, top eight in Lakeland. 10-3 Marauders in the driver's seat here as we move to the final two innings of play. Wyatt Hendry leading off. He's 2-for-4 with a double, a single, and a pair of runs batted in. He watches a first pitch breaking ball out of the hand of Eric Cosmas outside for ball one. Here's the 1-0 quickly now. Hendry flies one to center. Calling it as the right fielder, though, Johnson, who had a good read on it, he makes the catch for out number one. Marauders back in action tomorrow here in Lakeland for game six of the six-game road trip, 1 p.m. first pitch. No expected starter yet for the Marauders with all the changes to the rotation due to a couple of rehab appearances. Tress Gonzalez at the plate takes a breaking ball low and away for a called strike. It's 0-1. Tress is 2-for-4 tonight. Has a double, a single, and an RBI. The 0-1. Breaking ball dances just below the outside and low corner for ball one. Count even. Rodgers with no action in the bullpen. Leads me to believe Diamond's coming out for another inning. 1-1 pitch shot down the left field line, but 5 feet foul. That one rolled all the way into the corner. Gonzalez would have had a guaranteed shot at extra bases there. But a loud and long hit. Strike number two. 1-2, one away, bags empty. Haas with the pitch. Back foot breaking ball called strike three, but Gonzalez opts to challenge it. And the call's confirmed, strike three and out number two. Gonzalez goes down looking. Moves us to the five spot in the Marauder lineup in Javier Rivas. Rivas 2-for-4 tonight, 3 RBI. Great bounce back after going 0-for-6 with 5 strikeouts yesterday. Done a great job connecting with balls thrown in the outer half of the plate. But waves and misses at a first pitch inside breaking ball for strike one. Haas working quickly, the 0-1. Rivas chases a breaking ball well below the strike zone, almost bounced in the dirt. The wave and a miss, and it's strike two, 0-2. Haas has easily been the most proficient pitcher on the mound tonight for Lakeland. He's a swing and a miss away from back-to-back 1-2-3 innings. Here's the 0-2. Check swing from Rivas, appeal down, no, says our field umpire Connor Crowell, and it's ball one. 1-2 the count. Base is empty. Marauders with a 7-run lead. The pitch. Rivas takes. Breaking ball misses outside. And the count even up at 2 apiece. Deuces wild to Javier Rivas. Haas comes set. The junk balling righty fires, and Rivas swings and misses at one in the dirt for strike three and out number three. Marauders set down in order in back-to-back innings. We move to the home eighth here in Lakeland. Tigers trailing your Marauders 10-3 when we come back.
Join the Marauders at Leecon Park on Friday, June 16th, as we honor our brave police officers, firefighters, and EMS personnel on First Responders Night at the ballpark. Marauders players wear alternate patriotic-themed jerseys as they take on Fort Myers at 6:30. First responders will gain free entry to the ballpark, and family members are entitled to a discounted ticket. Book your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
Better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world, both at a baseball game. Claws and Claws, presented by White Claw.
Back here on the Marauders Radio Network, bottom eight in Lakeland, 10-3. Bradenton the score, Ben Picorni with you. In the penultimate contest of this six-game, six-day road trip here to Tiger Town. Dime it out for another inning on the mound for Bradenton, facing 4-5-6, starting with Andrew Jenkins. Takes a first pitch breaking ball, call the ball in the count 1-0. Jenkins 2-for-3 tonight. Pair of base hits and an RBI to his line. Diamond with a fresh baseball on the mound. Comes set, here's the 1-0. Jenkins flips one foul and out of play down the right field side for strike one to even things up. One, nobody out. Jenkins leading off the frame, the pitch. Fouls one off, out of play, right field side. Same spot this time, and strike two. Jupiter defeats St. Lucie today. 5-3 win for the Hammerheads. Here's the 1-2 from Diamond. Breaking ball driven to left field. That one touches down well in front of Emmanuel Torero. A single to lead off the bottom of the eighth for Jenkins. Brings up the five-spot man, Christian Santana. Santana is 0-for-3 tonight. As we look at some more scores around the Florida State League, Clearwater take outright possession of first place in the West Division with the 3-1 win at home against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Here's the first pitch to Santana, a breaking ball that misses low and away from Diamond, count 1-0. The Blue Jays in Dunedin defeat the Tampa Tarpons 5-1 today, so they improve their record to 4-4. Here's the 1-0. Driven to right center field. Back on it is Braylon Bishop. He camps and catches the long fly ball for out number one. Well struck by Santana, but as Eric Sim, the King of JUCO, says, good hit, but you out. Brings Adinso Reyes to the plate. He's 0-for-3, two strikeouts and a ground out for the Lakeland third baseman tonight. Double play depth up the middle for the Marauders infield. Diamond set at the belt. First pitch with one away. Driven to center field. Back on it, racing towards the warning track is Gonzalez, but he makes the running catch for out number two. Brings up Manuel Sequeira. Sequeira 1-for-3 tonight. A single and a pair of strikeouts for the seven-hole man. He's a late addition to the lineup when Andrew Navagato, rehabber down from AA Erie, was sidelined late About 2 hours before first pitch, the lineup made the change. First pitch, Sequeira from Diamonds, a called strike on an outer half, breaking ball to count 0-1. 10-3 Marauders, the score here in the bottom of the eighth, 2 away. Diamond looking to send it to the ninth with the Marauders up by a touchdown. Next pitch, ground ball, third base side, but it just dances into foul territory past the bag by about 2 feet for strike number two. So if the result holds here, the Marauders will be tied for second in the division with Fort Myers and Lakeland and Dunedin at 4-4. The 0-2, called the ball. Wyatt Hendry was already walking to the dugout. He thought it was going to be rung up for strike three there. Instead, the count 1-2. Diamond shakes off the first signs, now finds the one he likes. Comes set. The 1-2 pitch with two away from Diamond. Fly ball down the right field line. Well, fouling out of play, and the count holds 1-2. We'll do it again. Fresh baseball relayed to the Marauder righty on the mound. Diamond checks the runner on first. That's Andrew Jenkins. Here's the 1-2 again. Swing and a miss. Strike three. The slider gets him for the third out of the inning. Diamond has punched out a trio of Tigers and works another scoreless frame to send it to the ninth. 10-3 Bradenton the score. When we come back for the final inning on the Marauders Radio Network.
Everybody's broke, Bobby's got a buck. Put $1 worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's the hurry, son? Where you gonna go? We're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Got a lipstick on a little too bright. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. Well, Lucy's just a kid along for the ride.
Hello and welcome back here for the top of the ninth inning on the Marauders Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you. And a happy Ben Picorni here on this Jackie Robinson, not just because we're honoring the man that wore number 42 and was a groundbreaking part of the game of baseball, but because the Marauders lead 10-3 in the final inning of play. Davey Snedall leading off the frame. He's 2-for-4 tonight, a single and a two-run homer. He fouls one off towards the press box, but it bounces into the protective net for strike one. 0-1 the count to Nadal. Haas out to start his third inning of work on the mound. Here's the 0-1. Fastball misses outside and the count even at one apiece. Marauders had no home runs in the first six games of the season. Then yesterday and today, three combined. As Nadal pops one up right side of the infield. Foul territory should be playable, though, for the catcher Rothenberg. He runs out of room, though. Ball lands about 3 feet over the railing into the dugout. It's a strike on the foul ball on the count, 1-2 to Nadal. One balls and two strikes, the count to Davies Nadal. Batting lefty facing the righty, Haas, he digs back in. Haas winds and fires the 1-2. Swing and a miss, Nadal way out in front of a breaking ball. And he's set down on strikes for the first time tonight for the first out in the top of the ninth. Brings up Ribeiro Romero. Ribeiro 2-for-3 in the game, pair of base hits, has grounded out and reached on a hit by pitch his last time up in the sixth inning. Haas rocks. Here's the first pitch. Romero takes a high breaking ball for a called ball. It's 1-0. Reminder, 1 o'clock first pitch tomorrow here in Lakeland for the series finisher as Romero grounds one toward short. He's running hard out of the batter's box. Throw to first by Santana. Gets him by about a step and a half for out number two. Brings up the eighth spot man in Alexander Mojica. He's 1-for-4 tonight, but has made his mark on the game in a big way with a towering two-run blast in the first inning that made it 6-0 at the time. Haas set. Here's the first pitch to Mojica. Takes a wave and a miss. Goes down to a knee as he chases a breaking ball below the zone for strike one. Haas trying to work quickly here. The righty has the sign. Here's the 0-1 to Mojica. Swing and a miss. Strike two. No balls and two strikes. Haas trying to set down Mojica to work three perfect innings in relief. Here's the 0-2 to the righty. Ball bounces in the dirt. Mojica takes it, and the count 1-2 now. Fresh baseball thrown out to Haas on the mound by our home plate umpire, Justin Hopkins. 1-2 the count, two outs. Haas exhales, sets, fires. Fouled off the end of the bat by Mojica. He shoots it towards the backstop to stay alive. Another 1-2 pitch coming shortly. Mojica digs back in. Haas set at the belt. The junk balling right-hander comes home. Hard ground ball towards short, charging it and fielding it is Santana. He throws to first to get Mojica by 5 feet for the third out of the inning. Three perfect innings in relief for Eric Haas, but the story of the night is the 10 runs on the board for the Marauders. They lead by 7, heading to the bottom of the ninth inning, needing three outs to make it 2 wins in a row when we return on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stump road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh. You and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow.
Welcome back on the Marauders Radio Network. Bottom of the ninth here in Lakeland, Bradenton leading 10-3. And it's going to be Derek Diamond's game to finish here tonight. He's back out for another inning of work on the hill, facing 8-9-1, starting with Lazaro Benitez. First pitch fastball drilled into center field. That one touches down for a leadoff single. And the first man in the bottom of the ninth reaches for Lakeland. Brings up Dominic Johnson. He's 2-for-3 tonight, pair of singles. Runner on first with nobody out. Diamond comes set at the belt. Pitch. Fouled off to the backstop. Johnson just behind a first pitch fastball for strike one. Diamond peeks over his shoulder at the runner on first. Now comes set. Here's the one-strike offering. Fouled off right field side, up and out of play for strike two. Lakeland fans have hung around for the most part. Post-game fireworks on deck. Diamonds 0-2. Fouled off and out of play down the right field side. Once more, we'll do it again. Right-hander with a fresh baseball on the mound. No balls, two strikes. The second 0-2 pitch of the at-bat upcoming here to Johnson. Diamond comes set. The Ole Miss righty will fire home. Popped up. First base side should be playable, though, for Mojica. Has room near the net, but backs up at the last second. That one bounces on the dirt. Probably a play Mojica will want back there. 0-2 the count. Back-to-back 0-2 pitches spoiled away by Dominic Johnson. Fifth pitch of the at-bat upcoming here. Diamond takes some time, works the ball. Now steps back on the rubber glove, resting on the front thigh, looks in for the signs from Hendry, peeks at first, and now comes set. The third 0-2 offering from Diamond. Bouncing ball back to the mound. 1-6 on to first. Double play! Diamond turns the double play to second, and the Marauders pick up a twin kill. They're one out away from the win. That was as tailor-made as a double play as you can get as a pitcher on the mound. Ball took a chest-high bounce gently into the glove. A Diamond fired a strike to Rivas for one, who then relayed it to first to get the Speedy Johnson for the second put away. 27 outs in a game of baseball, and the Tigers are down to their final one here tonight. Seth Stephenson at the plate. Takes a wave and a miss at a first pitch breaking ball well below the zone for strike one. Stephenson 1-for-4 tonight, a single, two flyouts, and a strikeout. Diamond sent the 0-1. Hard hit ground ball toward short. This should do it. Rivas fields, throws in time. Marauders win. Two wins in a row for the Bradenton Marauders. They raise the Jolly Roger for the second night in a row here at Publix Field in Lakeland and improve their record to 4-4. It was an incredible offensive performance that set the tone and really delivered this result for the Marauders tonight, folks. They put up 6 runs in the first 5 men all reaching. And Alexander Mojica, 2-run homer in the first, made it 6-0. Marauders would add 4 more in the top of the second off a 2-RBI single from Javier Rivas and then a 2-run home run from Davies Nadal. And that's all the runs the Marauders would need. Solid start from Braxton Ashcraft, followed up by Darvin Garcia, throwing 2/3 in an inning. And then Derek Diamond bringing us down the home stretch, tossed 5 innings in relief and essentially what turned into a starter performance from him. He surrendered 3 runs and punched out a trio of Tigers hitters on his way to finishing this one off for Bradenton here tonight at Publix Field in Lakeland, Florida. The win goes to, or check that, the win does not go to Braxton Ashcraft. I believe it should. Waiting. Yeah, the win goes to Derek Diamond for throwing 5 innings. That's a brain fart moment for me there. So Diamond gets the win. He improves his record to 1-1 on this season. The losing pitcher is Ulysses Campos, and he had a real rough go of things. Kind of hung out there to dry after giving up 6 in the first. Thought they'd bring someone else in, but they threw him right back out there. He gave up 4 runs then in that second inning. The final line score for both sides in this contest tonight: the Marauders with 10 runs off of 16 hits. They commit 4 errors defensively, and Bradenton end up leaving 7 on base, but they hit 7-for-11 with runners in scoring position tonight. And folks, I'm sure you've heard me harp on it all the way up until last night, how underwhelming the Marauders' performance with men in scoring position was, well, they have gone now a combined 18 of 30 in the last two games with men in scoring position. Lakeland's final line score reads 3 runs on 9 hits. They commit 1 error defensively. And the Tigers strand 7 on base, going just 2 for 10 with runners in scoring position. Game finishes up in 2.5 hours on the button after our delayed start due to a rain delay in which no rain actually fell. 654, the listed attendance here tonight in Lakeland. Marauders back at it tomorrow, a chance to win the series. They're up 3-2 now. The worst result would be a series split, but I think these boys got another win to go 3 in a row in them here tomorrow night. 4-4 record for the Marauders now, and a 4-4 record for the Flying Tigers. We'll be back for baseball at 1 p.m. here tomorrow in the series decider. Once more from Lakeland, the final score 10-3 in favor of your Bradenton Marauders. I'm your thankful, humble, and victorious feeling voice of the Marauders, Ben Pokorny. Marauders fans, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. I sure as heck know you enjoyed the outcome here tonight. So long for now on the Bradenton Marauders Radio Network.
Sing this.